The Egyptians also taught that the Bennu's cry was responsible for creating great cycles of time that were ordained by divine intelligence. We also saw teachings in the Egyptian Book of the Dead on how the seeker could achieve his or her own phoenix-like transformation. And when this happened, they could levitate, perform miracles, and glow with bright light. The mystery schools and the major religions all seem to agree on the importance of the pineal gland in this spiritual awakening process. Many authors want to sound the alarm about what they feel is imminent doom associated with this cycle and its apparent due date of 2012. Some of the people I've spoken to who worked in various classified projects would agree with them. There is compelling evidence that significant earth changes do occur at the end of each of these cycles, but remember, we are already seeing those changes now. The final destruction. According to Santayana, these ancient legends from all over the world describe the conditions on the earth getting worse and worse as we head toward the end of the cycle, much like the flaming death of the phoenix before it is reborn. These prophecies forecast a wide variety of problems in government and society, wars, famines, diseases, and corruption, not to mention catastrophic earth changes. But the myths say they then usher in a stunning new golden age. Again, using our analogy of the lucid dream, it's as if these events show us a worldwide reflection of who we are and how asleep we have become, so we can be inspired to change our lives for the positive. If there is an intelligence throughout the universe, and intelligent beings visited us who already knew about the source field, it seems quite ridiculous to consider that they would give us these prophecies just to tell us we were all going to die on a certain date, and that there was nothing we could do about it. Our next set of prophecies come from the Mahabharata, a Hindu sacred scripture. They sound remarkably relevant to our own recent history, including earth changes, widespread corruption, and moral decline, despite the fact that they may have been written some 5,000 years ago. The numbers and symbolism in these legends fit Santayana's theory perfectly. The writers did seem to be aware of the 25,000-year procession cycle. The Mahabharata describes humanity's entrance into the final age of hell on earth, or Kali Yuga, before we again return to the golden age that will follow. Again, bear in mind what the Casey reading said about prophecies of physical catastrophes. They are metaphors of the changes we are all going through. The Casey readings also said the Book of Revelation frequently described objects in groups of seven to symbolize the seven chakras, or energy systems in the body. Here in this Hindu text, we apparently see the same symbolism being used in the form of seven blazing suns that appear at the end of the age. In the Kali Age, the Brahmanas, spiritual leaders, abstain from prayers and meditation. The course of the world looketh contrary, and indeed, these are the signs that foreshadow the universal destruction. And O Lord of men, numerous Mleka kings then rule over the earth, and those sinful monarchs, addicted to false speech, govern their subjects on principles that are false. And, O tiger among men, the merchants and traders, then full of guile, sell large quantities of articles with false weights and measures. And they that are virtuous do not prosper, while they that are sinful prosper exceedingly. And virtue loseth her strength, while sin becometh all-powerful. And, O king, girls of 7 or 8 years of age do then conceive, while boys of 10 or 12 years beget offspring, and women, given to impropriety of conduct and marked by evil manners, deceive even the best of husbands. O king, toward the end of those thousands of years constituting the four yugas, and when the lives of men become so short, a drought occurs, extending for many years. And then, O Lord of the earth, men and creatures, endued with small strength and vitality, becoming hungry, die by thousands. And then, O Lord of men, seven blazing suns appearing in the firmament drink up all the waters of the earth that are in rivers or seas. The fire called Samvartaka, impelled by the winds, appeareth on the earth that hath already been dried to cinders by the seven suns. And then that fire, penetrating through the earth and making its appearance in the nether regions also, begetteth great terror in the hearts of the gods. And, O Lord of the earth, consuming the nether regions, as also everything upon this earth, that fire destroyeth all things in a moment. I do not think these prophecies of a final destruction are literal. The seven blazing suns appear to symbolize a sudden spiritual awakening that occurs throughout humanity. Right after everything on earth is allegedly destroyed in a moment by this incredible fire, the story mysteriously continues and everyone is still alive. A savior figure now arrives with supernatural abilities who defeats the bad guys and helps the planet transform. Symbolism again appears to be at work here. There are dreamlike myths like this all over the world, and the Hindu prophecy seems surprisingly similar to how our world appears today. The fiery catastrophe we just read about appears to be another metaphorical symbol of worldwide changes that sweep through our society at lightning speed, toppling our castles of sand which we built in ignorance, and eliminating the old ways of doing things. Casey described a very similar set of metaphors in his decoding of the Book of Revelation.